Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cricket Show. To call in, 151-560-59850. 151-560-59850. We are on each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our host is Leon Francis, and co-hosts Iva Henry, Audley Watson, Simon O'Brien, David Maitland, Virgil Francis, and Cardinal Mills. Our website is blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. You can also find us in the Apple Store, The Cricket Show. Welcome to the Cricket Show. To call in, 151-560-59850.
151-560-59850.
We are on each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our host is Leon Francis, and co-hosts Iva Henry, Audley Watson, Simon O'Brien, David Maitland, Virgil Francis, and Cardinal Mills. Our website is blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. You can also find us in the Apple Store, The Cricket Show.
Can get too cheeky. Good evening, Jason.
Good evening.
Well, of course.
Yes, good evening, everybody.
Welcome to the Cricket Show. To call in, 151-560-59850.
151-560-59850.
We are on each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our host is Leon Francis, and co-hosts Iva Henry, Audley Watson, Simon O'Brien, David Maitland, Virgil Francis, and Cardinal Mills. Our website is blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. You can also find us in the Apple Store, The Cricket Show. We'll be right back. to the Cricket Show. To call in, 151-560-59850. 151-560-59850. We are on each and every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our host is Leon Francis, and co-hosts Iva Henry, Audley Watson, Simon O'Brien, David Maitland, Virgil Francis, and Cardinal Mills. Our website is blogtalkradio.com/The Cricket Show. You can also find us in the Apple Store, The Cricket Show.
Thank you.
So we are not live on the air?
No, I'm the only one. Leon was the one put me in and just walk away.
Okay.
So it looks like he might be driving for the game. We can start something because I believe he's on the road.
Okay.
Okay. Those guys, they were.
So let me say good evening to you gentlemen first because I didn't know what was going on. Good evening, gentlemen. Sorry.
Good evening.
Okay.
Yeah. I came in. I did not see anything. So I kind of just waited around to see what would show up.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. I joined at 6:15. Leon put me in, and I thought we're gonna start the conversation or something, and did not hear Leon from the other end. So I was waiting online to start the show. But anyway, looks like we got 3-4 people, so we can start discussion on something. And looks like Leon gonna join soon as he reaches the ground or something.
No, the thing is that they are gonna The show is going to be cut short tonight.
Yes, 7:20 will be off, and 7:30 is the restart from that, live game, the third game between Bangladesh and West Indies. Looks like everyone is heading down there, and it should be the exciting game today because the series is tied up 1-1.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we're hearing you, Audley.
Yeah, so we're saying, go ahead, Cardinal, with your analysis.
Oh, okay. I was saying, you know, West Indies batted Russell at number three. In the first ODI, in the first 2020. But Russell is not a number three batsman. You need Russell. You see, in the last overs there, when they were stuttering to get runs, you need Russell in that section of the play. You've got our classic number three batsman in Marlon Samuels. Marlon Samuels sometimes can, you know, take a little while to get off, but once he does, He can play catch up. We already know that about Marlon Samuels. So there is no reason to bat Russell at number three again when you're not in a hurry to get runs. This is the beginning of the inning. You know, even if you lose a wicket early, Samuels can still fill that spot. You need Russell in the last five overs if you're going to do that, if necessary. That's where you need Russell. In the last five overs, there'll be no stuttering. He can get that old ball away, you know, and things like that. Rodman Powell, nicely placed in the middle. So you're going to have a continuum from an Evan Lewis. Fletcher played well last night, you know, seemed to be getting more onto his own. From an Evan Lewis or Chris Gayle, to Marlon Samuels. That's a perfect transition for the game. But they did not play that transition last night. And because of that, they faltered badly in the last overs and were stunted in making those last few runs. That's my thought.
I would say the same, Cardinal. The thing is, Andre Russell was used once and he was successful right there, number three. And I suppose they are saying, look, you know, they tried that experiment and it did work, so why not go with it again? And it just happened that it did not work this time. And you can, he was there for a brief moment. 17 from 10 deliveries, 2 sixes and a 4. Samuels came in and saw what was happening, and he came in with some urgency this time. He didn't take time to settle in how much that balls. But he got 10 from 3, 1, 6, and a 4. And then he was out. You know, had Samuel stayed around there for a little longer, and Western would have been in a very better position to win this match, maybe on a canter. And as you mentioned before, Ramdin came in and he stayed there for a while, 11 balls to make 5. So, you know, that was a little problem, slowing down things. Powell stayed for a while, and you know, made a nice 43 from 34. So strike rate of over 100. Brathwaite didn't, you know, the captain didn't stay long, 11 from 7. We are looking for better from the captain right now. We don't want just to have a captain that's playing, and because he's a captain. We can remember the 4-6s, and we are still looking for something dramatic from Carlos Brathwaite ever since, and we are still waiting for that to happen. Nurse did his thing, quick 16 from a 200 strike rate. Kima Paul, I was told when Kima Paul was 6 for Western this time that he's a very competent batsman, but somehow in the ODIs, the over matches, or in the T20, he hasn't showed us that so far. So I don't know if he was being overrated as a batsman. We know he's doing reasonably well with the ball as a young man, but you know, the conversation that was being tossed around is that he was like almost an all-rounder, and we are still not getting that from Kima Paul. Keswick will have not facing the ball and battery one from one. So, yeah, the little slowdown in the middle there costs us dearly. And those final two overs, you know, as you said, Cardinal, if Russell was in at that time, you know, Powell was doing his thing, and it would be something to see Powell and Russell down in the latter part of the innings there. Maybe we would have taken it home. But you know what? It's water under the bridge. So today is the decider. It's everything to play for. It's 1-1. So now we have to put the pedal to the metal and see what happens. Because we would want to know that the West Indies pull off this one. We are, after all, are we not the world champion? So we are the world champion, so we should play like one, and we are playing mostly in our backyard, but we are playing in Florida, but still for all it's our side of the world. That's my thought.
Well, England and India played for India. Ripper yesterday. Man, that was class. That was a massive match, you know. And I'm saying Test cricket ain't going no place. Somebody even had a placard in the stand yesterday.
Yes, I saw it.
Saying,
yeah.
You saw it?
Yes, I saw it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we But it was beautiful to watch, you know. The thing is, it brings us back to the uncertainty of cricket and why we sit down and watch this game. Because I called it for India the moment that they were 87 for 7.
For 6, yes, okay, 7.
Yeah, and the youngster Kiran. Kiran came back there, you know, he did his thing, and that was admirable to watch, particularly for a young man in his second test. But nevertheless, I called it for India, you know. But at the same time, I'm saying, let me see Let me see how England's bowling is going to respond. And they responded like, you know, a real competition was going on. You know, because from the moment you got to the point of saying England was 87 for 7, it's you're done thinking yourself, this is a done deal. You know, turn it over, it's all done. Then you didn't lose that sense of an India victory when England, even though they came back, it was a beautiful comeback, because you didn't expect them to reach so close to 200 runs. But they made 188, giving India 194 to win. And you want to think with Rahane.
Cardinal, yeah. I don't know, we have a lot of noise in the background here. I don't know if it's people or somebody shuffling things around.
Can you, Audley, can you hear me?
Okay, Leon is here.
Okay,
finally,
Leon.
Yes.
I'm here all the time, and everything, it seems as if somebody had muted the control on another device I have, so I had to restart the show. But I was hearing you guys, I was calling you all along, and Jatin, I had called Jatin first because
I lost Leon again too.
Okay, we lost it temporarily.
Yeah, so are you hearing me now?
Yes, you're back.
Yes, you
can hear me. Somebody's playing games with this evening's program, because every time I come on, somebody seems to mute me, and then I can't hear you guys. You can't hear me, but I'm hearing you guys. I heard everything you guys said. And I call me
do you think it's the Russians or the Chinese? Which one?
Maybe both. Maybe both.
Some hacking then, going on, eh?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, go ahead. You guys had a good conversation going there, so go ahead. I'll chime in. Go ahead. Go ahead with what you had, and I'll pick it up with you guys. You had finished your comments on the England versus the West Indies. Finished West Indies versus Bangladesh.
We finished with the West Indies versus Bangladesh. We're on to the English.
Englishmen
and the Indians.
And I hear Cardinal mention my theme too, because I say, who said England? Who said that Test cricket is dead?
Test cricket is dead. Mr. Patel, yes.
Mr. Patel. No way. No way. Come on.
Well, let me tell you, Test cricket is dying. Take it that way. And the reason for that is, again, I always repeat this thing. If the Test cricket continue within few years, we will be seeing the competitive Test cricket between four or five nations. That's all. Which is definitely England, India, Australia, South Africa, and maybe Pakistan or West Indies. Nothing else. Besides that, any time you play this Test cricket with any other nation, we have seen results. It goes off in 3 days, 2 days, or maybe 4 days. And it does not even keep the fans on the edge of the chair. This India-England is a completely different test match. It's a too competitive side. And it couldn't have been blown out. To me, this particular game is a too huge difference. Is Ramchandra Ashwin's bowling, where he takes at the Alistair Cook. If you look at the Cook's record in this particular test,
mm-hmm.
He batted for 2 innings. Combined total is 13 runs only out of 42 deliveries. And more than 50% he faced the Ashwin. And in both innings, he got out of Ashwin. So that is the key factor when we're talking run. The another huge factor is definitely number one batsman to me in the world is Virat Kohli.
Yes,
Last time when he visited England, if you look at the record, I'm reading it right now because I was prepared for this talk. He had 135 runs out of 10 innings, which is the entire 5-test series in 2014. He had not a single 50. And in this particular test, he came out under pressure when everyone was frail. He batted one-sided. It's a one-man army, and he put on 149 runs. That's a huge. Not only that, he came back in the second inning when India needed most, when nobody was able to deal with swing bowling.
Mm-hmm.
And Virat Kohli was instant. Absolutely, we cannot expect Virat Kohli.
Hold your point. Let me just make a little point because you...
Yeah.
Right, he did not come through.
The main point,
had those two catches taken on 21 and 51, he probably would not have gotten the confidence to come back making on 51.
Yep.
So go ahead.
Yeah, the biggest thing is the India lose is because they do not have any great batsman who can hold one side. I'm talking straight. In this situation, when it's a low scoring, both sides had an opportunity to win. You need a batsman like Rahul Dravid or Sivanarayan Chandrapal who can stay on the one end and hold the end slowly, steadily, keeping progress. Kohli is a different. He cannot stand on a one side. If he's staying on the wicket, he is a more of a aggressive batsman. Even under the pressure, he can score. And that's why you can count on it. And that was the huge difference. We could not find a single batsman in a second inning who can stay there for a longer inning and support the other teammate. That was the huge. But anyway, it is exciting test match, and hopefully the thing's going to change in the second test. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed. But how come the young little Turan can't come in like a swashbuckling 6-3 for England? So what happened to Pandya? What happened to the middle order of India?
What we have to remember is that those guys are playing in their backyard, their condition, right? And they are defending their turf, which every home team should be able to do. And although he's young, he has been playing county cricket. That's why he was drafted into the side, you know.
But on that point, they have other players. Look at Cook. Cook don't know how to play Ashwin, like what Jatin say. Cook playing, don't play how to play. Malan is dropped. Jennings, good for 25. Who else? Stokes. Who is a veteran? He should be able to maneuver and get a 25-30 consistently. Who else? What about
Bairstow?
Bairstow is a seasoned batsman. He should be able to play spin because he has been familiar with the India bowling mostly from the CPL. I mean the IPL. He should be able to make a consistent. So it's on both sides. Both sides make a good run. 180. That's not enough.
You find things like that happen sometimes, Leon. You find sometimes almost the entire team, top order and thing, would go down. And then the bottom order, sometimes number 10 and number 11, frustrate the bowlers and put on a good amount of runs. I remember one time we were running through England with the West Indies and John Snow and Ken Higgs put on, I think, 120 odd runs or something like that, you know. When you run through the rest of the recognized batsmen and you say, this is it. And these two guys who are not recognized as batsmen, they'll just come there and frustrate you. So from time to time, this do happen. But, everybody needs to buckle up their shoes. And from both sides, you have the guys who are supposed to be there. To put the runs on, they weren't doing it. But what happened to the Deja? They did not. Was he sick
or
he was?
They didn't play two spin. They didn't play two spin. And the Deja is ranked higher than Ashwin.
Pajura. Pajura, the batsman. Pajura.
Pajura.
To mix up those.
No,
yeah.
Drop.
Pajura, the batsman.
The guy that should be inside here. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, before we move off this point. You know who impressed me the most? Anderson. The guy is 36 years old. and Devon Smith is 36. And if you compare both of them, that guy, they came and he run hard, Cardinal. Run hard. He's running hard and doing his utmost. So it was the best test match I have seen in about 15 years. I tell you. It was sweet. Because I think fortune favor one time and then he go back, he swing one way and then
back and forth. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I think Anderson is driving for his 600 wickets. You know, he wants to reach a 600 club because he's 540 something right now. And especially if they play a lot of test matches in England, believe me, he's going to get it and it's not going to take too long. Outside England, he may struggle a bit. But playing in England with swinging conditions, man. In a little while from now, he's going to be able to get join that 600 club.
That's not what observation.
Any other comments? JT, any other comments before we just go off quickly? Because, oddly, with your permission, sir, can we bypass the Walter Henry Knight and do it this week?
We'll do 1 minute because we have like Red and his wife celebrate and David Maitland, so we just give him a shout out. Yes.
All right, okay, good.
Yeah.
And all right, okay. All right, so we have about 6 minutes to go before we do that. Okay. Any other points before we move on, folks? Any other points?
Not for me. I can pass. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, just to tell you folks that JT didn't make the cut in USA election. But, you know, in my book, he's a winner. So we had the opportunity of seeing the two of the candidates, one their seat, Mr. Jale, and the other
Avinash.
Guy we talked to. Yes, we did.
Avinash,
yes. And of course, we had Jatin here. So, Jatin, good luck to you. Unfortunately, you didn't make this time, but I know there's going to be room for
it. It was a tough competition, so nothing much. But we got good people. I know most of the people who won, and we had a very good relation. And it will be all about working together and moving forward to make the cricket better in USA. That's all about.
And you know, I like what you said. You said the elections were fair. I hate to come from you where I believe you that it was indeed fair. So good luck to all the winners, and we hope USA Cricket will move from strength to strength, and let us have a team representing this country. Okay, Sri Lanka versus. Okay, let's start Sri Lanka versus South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, Sri Lanka versus South Africa. Well, today's match 363-7, and 285. South Africa leading the series, three matches to love. So they actually sewn up the series so far. And Sri Lanka will have to come and save face. But 363 is a lot of runs, folks. What say you guys? Nobody can come because we have 4 minutes left. 4 minutes. Jatin, quickly. 4 minutes before we go over to
It was a good difference because of that two mainstay. Hendrick scores 102 and Domini made 92. That was a huge difference. And Sri Lanka is still going through the building process. They are a little bit weaker side at the moment, especially for the one day. They don't have the great bowlers, and that was the huge difference.
Okay. Cardinal, any thoughts for me quickly before we go through Audley?
It's kind of strange that Sri Lanka would have put Australia under so much pressure with the spin, regardless of whether it's one day or not. And they would have changed up their side that drastically coming into the one day series. You know, Harris is still there, and I think that, you know, I think in the first test they brought back Rajiv, the young fast bowler. But, you know, they say when you have a good thing and it's not broke, don't fix it. So, you know, they might want to rethink their strategy against South Africa after this this meeting,
mm-hmm.
and see what they can do with the spin bowlers that really colored South Africa in the test series.
Okay. So why don't we break at this point and just bring Audley in to have a say? The Walter Henry anniversary and birthday. Oh.
Okay. Walter Henry birthday and anniversary. Oh, very abbreviated version. I'll take a minute to do it. Okay. Welcome. It's President Barack Obama celebrated his birthday yesterday. He was born 1961, so making him about 57. And, about 57. You check that for me. The 6th, we'll be having Mr. David Maitland. He'll be having his birthday. David Maitland, of course, one of our directors. One of our directors here, Mr. David Maitland. He's celebrating his birthday. And that is on the 6th. The doors will be celebrating their wedding anniversary. Now, I don't know how much anniversary. I don't know. Red wanted to check in and let us know what anniversary. I don't know if it's the 25th or the 35th or the 30th, but I know they'll be celebrating their wedding anniversary on the 8th of August. So happy anniversary to you, Ren and Ali. Happy anniversary to you guys when it come and. You'll be sharing that with Roger Federer, will be celebrating his birthday on the same day. And of course, the cricket show on the 10th will be 8 years old. The cricket show, our baby here, our mother right here, the cricket show, 10 years of the cricket show on the 10th of August. So I'll turn back to Leon, he can elaborate more on that one. That's
yes.
It for World Henry birthday and anniversary for this.
Yes, evening. Indeed.
Very abbreviated.
Thank you so much, Audley, for that. As you know, folks, we're going to have an abbreviated moment in the show this evening. But just to mention, 8 years. Will be 8 years come August the 10th. And, of course, we hope to celebrate next weekend. Part of Irish show, we will do something there. And then on Sunday, we will do a follow-up for the anniversary. So what I'm going to ask each person on the show to just say, I have something prepared to say about the show and yourself, how you get involved, and we'll go from there. Just want to take time out to just tell you folks that the young lady, my niece, she sings what we call Go Like Your Stars, and she celebrated a birthday on Friday, Fiol Fawn. That song, I don't know if you guys remember hearing it. We played several times, and she is my niece, and she was on with me yesterday morning, and she celebrated a birthday, so happy belated birthday to you, Fiol. And with that said, Audley, we go back to our regular schedule programming.
And just before you go, just let me give a shout out to your guy from Nevis there, Luther Kelly. We'll be celebrating on the 9th of August. Luther Kelly on the 9th of August. Happy birthday when it comes, Leah. When it comes.
Okay.
Later. So that's it for the anniversary anniversary.
What we will do at, say 7:20 is just to shut down our end, then you can just go right back into the show because it will be opened again at the site, and I will just monitor from the studios here.
Center.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much. Cardinal, what do you think of Sri Lanka? What have they done wrong? Is it too much bad from the South African or what?
Yeah, well, like Jayden just said, it's a rebuilding team, and you can see that they're trying to shuffle and reshuffle to get that combination that would bring them back to the forefront of competitive cricket on the one to see. I mean, while they were down here, they showed some skill, they showed some ability to put pressure on teams, and it's not just because of the West Indies, But we saw the, those young fast bowlers doing well, Rajit and Kumara, and what's the other guy's name?
Gamagi.
And Lucknow is there, is right there along, right along there with them. So, you know, we can expect things to see great things from them. You know, they're going to get the bumps and bruises are going to come in. I mean, they really manhandled South Africa in the Test Series. And I'm sure if they can do that, they can also come forward in the one-day version and lift through. So they probably do not have the batsmen with the combination of aggression and stay in power to put them up there in the forefront of the one-day series. But they're certainly looking forward to that. We know that they have batsmen with staying power. Shandimal, Mendes, Pereira. We know that. But the aggression has to accompany that in order to take them into the heights of the one-day cricket. They're going to shuffle and reshuffle until they get back to that point.
Jason, any thoughts?
No, nothing much from my end.
Okay, we just want to switch our attention to the CPL. Believe it or not, CPL starts on the 8th. 3 days away. And guess what? Star One is going to be the assistant coach for the Towers. Anybody has anything to say about the Towers? And the first match, or first game, is the defending champions. They're going to be taking on another team, Jamaica Towers, the Trinidad Knight Riders, Guyana Amazon Warriors, Saint Nevis Patriots, Barbados Trident, and St. Lucia Stars. Star One is going to be assistant coach over there in the Talawas.
Jamaica.
Yes, indeed.
Jamaica and Florida.
Yes, and we know that Steve Smith is going to the Tridents, and David Warner is going to the Stars over the Instant Loop. Of course, there are no big names which they would not afford us to go to. But come the 8th, see the first match. Of course, our eyes and ears are open for the matches that are going to be played in our neck of the woods right here in South Florida later in the month. And that's it. England, we talked about England. And of course, we talked about West Indies versus Bangladesh. So, one piece of news that we want to break to is that Kohli is now the number one player, the number one ranked player. Just saw it yesterday. And yes, he is indeed with that magnificent performance that he put on, number one ranked player.
And of course, with Smith out, you know, there's no competition there, so to speak, because it was himself and Steve Smith,
yes.
Kate Williamson to a lesser degree, but Smith is not there, so he has, you know, ascended to the throne. And I think should he continue to bat just the way he is, he should be sitting on top of the throne for a long time to come.
Okay, so that's a wonderful. What other piece of news we have to disseminate? Well, we know about Bangladesh. No, folks, we just spend the rest of the evening just talking about what West Indies do tonight. If they want to win, should they make any changes? Do you foresee any changes in the lineup? I see they have Walton sitting down and Wes and Cottrell.
What happened to Gale? Because I've been following
Gale is in India.
Okay.
Gale is in India, but the West Indies cricket board said they rest Gale. So Gale probably is over in India because he made a report saying that he's going to be back and ready for the World Cup. So. But the news out is that he was rested by West Indies, and he obviously took this opportunity to go, and maybe he has business in India, for all I know.
And you never know. These guys are entrepreneurs, you know. Yeah.
Or he's, he might be doing an anniversary with take his baby on a trip to India. He knows. Well, he's private individual. Any other thoughts from anybody about anything is of interest? Oh, there are two rules that are going to change in the CPS here. One of which is the coin. There'll be a coin toss for when there is a super over.
Mm-hmm.
Then there'll be a penalty for not completing your 20 overs in 85 minutes.
Oh, 85 minutes?
85 minutes was a lot of time, except the umpire might have, you know, allotted some time for a break, maybe like to get a new ball or the lost ball or some injury. So apart from that, 85 minutes were allotted originally for each to complete 20 overs. And if they don't do that, that will mean they will be affecting their net run rate. And the net run rate will determine the position that you enter. So, I mean,
okay.
The position you end.
My thing, Leon, is that there should be some consideration where they are playing the DRS, right? Because a lot of times what's really taking up the time is when they have to appeal and they have to go up and they have to rerun this one. Let's see if I'm this position and let's see.
That's what I was saying, Donnie. The umpire will add an additional time.
Right.
And if they say hit a ball over the boundary, you got wet, or ball gets out of shape and they need to change it, times like that would affect the 85 minutes. If you deliberately bowl your over slow, right, and you take a long time to set your field, and then you over that 85 limit, you then be penalized, and it will affect your net run rate. And the net run rate will determine your position in the standing. So that is huge. So I don't know.
So the next thing, Leon, is that we're gonna be having a clock running just like the soccer. So 85 minutes counting down, and when the ball is gone, then they could do a stoppage or you know, and then when it returns, they start the countdown again, you know.
Yeah. But that's what it is in refereeing. You stop your clock when there's a, you know, injury break, and then you start it.
Mm-hmm.
I used to referee, and I forget to restart my clock. What? Nobody knew. And nobody made a comment. I just, every time that was done, I just called the match off, and I think 90 minutes plus the extra time. But I just wish them well and hope this new rule will not complicate the tournament any further. We need to see the crowds coming into games and the CPL becomes an affair where the teams make money. So right now,
Leon, I got lost somewhere there when you started two new rules for the CPL. Away from the time stoppage or you know, the 85 minutes that is instituted, and you'll be penalized XYZ. What's the second rule?
The second one will affect your net run rate. For slow rate, run rate. One is for slow run rate, okay? And the loss to decide the super over. You'll have to have, the one is, what we're talking about. One, they're going to be a toss who will bat first. According to the rules now, it's decided that bat last will determine who bats first. In the super over.
The super over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're going to be tossed now. to the Detroit. Okay, that
sounds That sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And they're talking about 0.05 subtracted from the net run rate or added, as the case may be, for each additional, over a team for finishing their quota. That is going to some mathematics there. 0.05.
They're trying to do a Duckworth Lewis system in the thing again.
In the net run rate. But all I want to do is to make sure you speed up the time. Don't go beyond some time.
I tell you something. That could be very important, Leon, because I was watching. I was watching the match West Indies versus Bangladesh last night, and where I was watching after 11 o'clock, the switch started to bring another program. So it's like the time is set for the match to go on until, let's say, 11 o'clock, and after 11, if it's not finished, they just cut it off completely and then brought another program on.
Okay, yeah, let's go around the board right now because we hear some noise in the background. And as we're getting ready for start time, so we're going to ask Jatin. Jatin, you see us? Jatin, what's your final thoughts just before we go? Jatin? Audley, why don't you put up then?
All right, very abbreviated program as far as Cricket Talk is concerned this evening, and we're happy to be here. I was a little late, and we know we had some problems hearing each other, but we are here still, and I'm happy to be on. Once again, let me give a shout out to David Maitland, who will be celebrating his birthday this week, and also Ren. Ren and his wife will be celebrating their wedding anniversary. So we just stay with us because we're going to be bringing the live tickets from our original park. Yeah.
Let's bring in Simon. Simon, give us your final thoughts. Simon, okay, he has some noise behind too, so we can't take him. Cardinal, your final thoughts?
Yes, it's good to be here, even though it's in its abbreviated fashion. But we're still with cricket as the show is going to bring us ball by ball commentary. It's the excited voice of Eddie Edwards telling us what's going on with the cricket over there in Bard Regional Park. So let's sit back and enjoy that, and we'll talk a little bit more about it next week.
Let's see if Jatin is in a position to say goodbye to his friends, well wishes. Jatin? Yeah, okay, no answer for Jatin. Let's see if Simon O'Brien, who joined us late, would like to say a few words. Simon?
Hello, good evening.
Yes, you have a little bit of noise behind. Could you eliminate as much as possible, please?
Yeah, good evening.
We're about to close right now, so we got to go to the wrong.
Yeah, you said we're going to broadcast the cricket tonight.
Yeah, but
yes.
You give your final thoughts, Simon, and we have to leave now.
Yes,
so that's why.
Just happy. I'll come on later on to hear the cricket that's going on. I tried to listen last night, but I couldn't make sense of it. So,
all right, thank you. We're hoping tonight will be better. It was not the best, but sometimes you cannot determine what happened to technology. So thanks a lot for coming on, though. Have a nice evening. Okay, folks, so there we have it. It was a joy in spite of the setback. We know God is in midst, and we're just going to be saying good night to all you wonderful people, and we want you to be prepared next week, each and you, to prepare something to say next week about the cricket show after attaining 5, 6, 7, 8 years. Good night to all you wonderful people. God bless. Say tune in later and you'll hear ball by ball quick commentaries direct from the Central Broad Regional Park, Eddie Edwards. Ivor Henry, Vinod Manchand, and others. Mark Cressy was on last night, and there was a guy by the name, I can't remember his name now, but he was on, and even though the commentary was not as clear as we wanted it to be, let's hope tonight will be better. So tonight, God bless, until next Saturday morning at 9, and then on Sunday, we'll be back here at 6 p.m. sharp. Good night, God bless. Enjoy your cricket. Hope for him is winning.